Number 53. Number 54 is Stephanie Taylor. Allison Snuff is number 55. Jaria Jovell is number 56. Nikki Castellanos is number 57. Alexis Morin, number 58. Amy Satterfield, number 59. Number 60 is Erica Thomas. Marina Mancelli is number 51. Rebecca Taylor, number 64. Steph, I'm looking if we need to kick off here. Scorpions are set for kicking off, so I'll hit the last part of the lineup in a minute. We are in Los Angeles, California, and we have a kickoff collected by number 80. Out of bounds at the 48-yard line. That ball was collected by Amber Moffitt White, number 80. Diana Federico is number 68. Destiny Yarborough, number 66. Lauren Davis wears number 70. Debbie Grimm wears number 72. Adrian Stewart, number 74. Kimberly Avila is number 75. Francesca Villaria is number 77. Lorraine Hill is number 78. 79 is Janisha Warren. And the Amazons are ready for their first play at the quarterback. Is Alexis Land, and Lori Moore takes the handoff from her, throws to Amber Moffitt-White, and Amber Moffitt-White is going to score easily. Touchdown, Amber Moffitt-White! Amazon draw first blood, and we do have a Sacramento Siren injury at the 50-yard line. I do not see a flag on the play. Lining up for the extra point will be the Amazons. So at 14:32, we have a score, and this is a ball game, folks. And I cannot see the number of the injured Siren player, pardon me for that, doing about four jobs, and I'm only capable of one, so we are having the players take a knee. I'm going to help her sister off the coast. Okay, here comes the number 81. So we wish Mandy Kokomore the best. She seems to be walking okay, so maybe she just got her bell rung a little bit. And Lauren Shockley will be kicking the extra point here. So we're waiting for the snap. Snap is up. Ball is there. Kick. And the extra point is good by Shockley. All right, so we have a score of 7-0 at 14:32. Okay, so giving you a little information. Tonight's captains for the Amazons, Alexis Glenn, playing quarterback. She is the starting quarterback so far this season. She played a little backup quarterback in previous seasons, mainly behind Christina Rodriguez, but she is the starting quarterback. In fact, this is the first game Christina Rodriguez will be back playing with the Amazons. And it looks like Shockley's going to be kicking the kickoff here, and the sirens are on the field. Sirens back to collect the ball, number 20, Amy Williams, and number 22, Narika Kukro. Shockley has got her hand in the air, and the kick is up. And it looks like it's going to be right to, oh, I'm sorry, number 27. So that's Julie Shockley. And there's a flag on the play. She is running right up the middle of the field, and it looks like we're going to depend on the kicker to knock her out of bounds, and she is still going. Okay, we do have a flag on the play. Shockley's knocked out of bounds right around the 15-yard line, so we'll see what the officials come up with in regard to that flag. 14-17 left here in the first quarter. Again, welcome to the season opener of the Los Angeles Amazons, members of the IWFL Women's Football League. 2010 so far, the Amazons are undefeated. Looks like we've got a little bit of a holding call here. So the ball is going to be brought back fairly significantly. So we're in siren country. Not sure where they're going to spot it. Looks like the 34-yard line. So, again, we have a holding call. I'm not sure the number, the violator on the siren team. But the sirens are huddled up, and the Amazons are, looks like a 5-2. Moffitt White in the background there. No, I'm sorry. Ashley Moody in the back. Number 2 throws a pass out to number 22 and knocked out of bounds. Out of bounds at the Amazon 49-yard line. Satterfield and Moore in on that, as well as Gedry. That is a first down for the Sirens. 14 left in the first quarter here. Okay, teams are lined up. Quarterback for the Sirens is number 2, Chantel Powers, I believe. She hands off to number 22, Ashley Sharp. And she looks to be wide open, brought down by Moody and Gedry there. Ball carrier on that play was Ashley Sharp, brought down by Dina Gedry and Ashley Moody. Snap is up, and 27 has the ball. She's brought down quickly by Lori Moore. Tackled by Lori Moore. Siren carry, number 27. Julie Shockley.
I believe Julie Shockley is
back after a couple years vacation. You have an injured siren on the field, so I'm ready to take a seat. See if I can cue up a little music for you guys. Number 52, back on his feet. Take a seat there. Walking off. Healthy. Okay, teams are huddled. That was number 52 for the Siren. Snap. Number 6, Quan carries the ball, and a few Amazons in there. Looks like Guidry's in there. Ashley Moody. Takes a few to bring Quan down.
Okay, here.
Quan with the carry there, brought down by a whole host of Amazons.
And we have a huddle break. Again, Amazon's, you know, 5-2. Snap is up. Ball goes to number 22. A little pass there right up the middle.
Tackled by Lori Moore.
And Chandra Thompson. That connection with Chantel Powers and Ashley Sharp for the Sirens.
Again, the huddle break. And we are all the way up, first down. Looks like goal to go. And Powers hands off real quick.
Touchdown, Sirens. 11:52. And both teams are on the board.
Looks like a pretty good football game here in Los Angeles tonight. Very, very nice weather for football. A little wind.
And the extra point set up here. I don't know who the kicker is yet, but the extra point looks to be good. Extra point, very good. And that was Jennifer Bloom with that siren kick. So the game is tied, 11:52 in the first quarter, and we have a 7-7 ball game.
Amazons are out ready to receive in the backfield. We've got Lori Moore, and I believe Nina Guidry's back there. No, that will be Ashley Moody. And we are waiting for the Sirens to make it out. I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize for a couple things. First of all, I cannot find anywhere a headset for my phone, so sound is probably not going to be optimal for this evening. And then also like to apologize for any names that I destroy. We'll reprocess those and feed them back out later. Sirens ready to kick. Ball is up, and they give a little, I don't know if you'd call that an onside kick or just a little dribble up the middle, and that is collected by Amber Moffitt-White. Amber Moffitt-White is typically, okay, short kick collected by Amber Moffitt-White. Kudos to Amber Moffitt-White for being the IWFL 2009 season Defensive Player of the Year. Not sure why the Defensive Player of the Year wasn't on the All-Star team, but we're not that bitter, really. Okay, so the Amazons are huddled up and ready to come out. Looks like a 4-3 for the Sirens. Okay, snap is good, and we have a handoff to Lori Moore, and she is out of bounds. Lori Moore pushed out of bounds at the 48-yard line. And on a defensive play for the Sirens is number 33, and that is Camille Bronx. Okay, teams are already on the line of scrimmage here. And oh, we've got contact on the line of scrimmage, and that flag is definitely out. It looks like they're trying to say they drew him off, but I think they're going to go. I can't tell. Oh, it looks like the guy right in the middle of the field is called a little bit of a draw on the offense. So we're going to back it. Oh, nope. It's definitely contact on the defensive side. So the Amazons get a free five. And I'm not even going to break for them because they're already on the line of scrimmage. So we have, let's see, quarterback, got to get her name in my head, Ashley Glenn, and she hands off quickly to Dina Guidry, and she runs a little bit more lateral than she does forward. Gain of a yard there by Dina Gudry. And I apologize to you Siren fans, I do not know who made that tackle. Already on the line of scrimmage again. And Glenn hands off, let's see, it looks like Gudry again, and she's tackled in the backfield. Looks to be a loss of three. And this is third down. So we got third down and maybe seven, I guess. Glenn has the ball. It looks like she's going to try and throw a pass, and that is off the mark. It looks like it was intended for Ashley Moody. Glenn intended receiver. Looks like Ashley Glenn there. Ashley Moody. Correction, Ashley Moody. And looks like we're going to have a punt. Players running off the field. Amazon had elected to punt. Shockley will be in for the punt. In the backfield for the Sirens, number 27, Julie Shockley. So Shockley's kicking to Shockley. It is collected and bobbled by number 22, Ashley Sharp. All right. This will be Siren ball, 15-yard line, first and 10, 10 left in the game. Don't have a lot of downtime this evening, so. Huddles are open, people on the line of scrimmage. Player in motion for the Sirens. Fake to her, and they're going to go opposite direction. Number 22, that's Ashley with the ball, and she's brought down, and it looks like a bit of a face mask. It will be a first down for sure. And I do not see which Amazon was in on that. Number 80, Amber Moffat White. Did you see who carried that? Was that number 22? Amber Moffat White in the tackle. And ball carrier number 22, Ashley Sharp. Flag on the play. And I believe we'll be moving towards the Amazon for a bit. A little bit of a face mask there. Intentional 5-yard penalty. First down for the Siren. All right, I'll restate that in case you didn't hear. It was a little bit of a face mask. And so we have a first down for the Sirens, and they are at the 32-yard line on the line of scrimmage. Player in motion. Number 2 hands off to number 27. That's Shockley. She's coming up the right side, and she is hit, but she gained about 6 yards. Shockley with the carry in on the tackle for the Amazons, number 66, Yarborough. Who's the other one? And Stephanie Lopez in on the tackle as well. Gained about 7-8 yards. Second and 2. 9:35 left in the game. Not sure what the referees are talking over here. There seems to be something going on, but I have no idea what it is. They're going to the respective sidelines of each team, and I have no idea what this is in regard to. It doesn't seem they're by the ball. So we are looking at some kind of a procedure going on here. There's a referee hovering over the ball, but I have no idea what's going on. Are there any fans in the stands?
tonight?
Let's hear you, folks. That's why you're here. This is a football game. We need to hear a little voice, a little cheering, a little clapping. Feel free to dance. And they are bringing out the chains to see if we've got a first down. That seems like a very delayed reaction to what was going on. I have no idea why that took so long. But they are nearing the ball placement, so we'll be looking for a measurement here soon. This is the first home game for the Los Angeles Amazons. They are 2-0. I'm not certain of the record for the Sirens, but I think that they're having a pretty strong season. This is their 10-year anniversary, and so they do have a few players that have taken a little bit of a hiatus and are returning this season, so the Sirens seem to be looking pretty strong. Amazons have a number of returning players, and so this is going to be an excellent game. Seems to be a very long procedure for measurement here. It's off by a mile, but they're still playing with the strings. There they go. Okay, so we've decided that it's they're showing a first down, but I don't think it's a first down. I think there's about 2-3 more yards to go. And it's definitely a second down. Okay, we're having a few little problems here in the booth. And I did receive information that the Sirens are 2-0 as well this year. Okay. An attempted pass to number 22. So that was Powers trying to connect with Sharp.
I can't hear nobody.
And teams are huddled up here. I've got a couple more text messages to check. We got a final score for the Kansas City Tribe, 55-0 over the Wisconsin Wolves. And the Justice played the Birmingham Tigers and beat them 40-0. Ball is in play here in Los Angeles. Quan with the carry, and she is able to complete a first down. Quan with the carry and the first down. We'll wait for the chains to move, and the clock is starting, 9:13 and counting in the first quarter of the first home game of the 2010 season for your Los Angeles Amazons. Teams break huddle. Looks to be a handoff to number 27, Shockley, and really quick hit at the line of scrimmage by number 66, Yarbrough. And I believe on the bottom of the pile was number 56, Javel. And that is a tackle for a loss for those two ladies. Quan, one of the stronger runners, ran her to death last season, but there's a few more options this season for the Sirens with some of those veteran players that took some time off and are returning. Huddles are broken, and we got a 4-2 on the Amazon side to defend. And the quarterback looks to pass, and she is going to hit Shockley over on the side, and she is brought down quickly by Dina Guidry. Connection with Shockley brought down quickly by Dina Guidry. Still third down with 11 to go for the Sirens. Give it up for that defense, fans. So it looks like the Amazons are running a fairly quick offense while the traditional huddle system is going to be what the Sirens are putting out there. They're on the line of scrimmage, and Powers takes the ball, hands off quickly to Ashley, and she has made her way down to the 20-yard line, so that's a significant carry for the Sirens, and I did not see the Amazon player that finally brought her down, but that is Ashley Sharp with the carry. Ashley Sharp with the carry. And the Sirens have made it into Amazon territory. First and 10 at the 20-yard line, I believe. Sorry, I had to pause for a little announcing there. And Powers hands off to number 20, and she, no, that's Shockley. Tackle for a loss, and that was a very strong tackle by Stephanie Lopez. Shockley brought down by Stephanie Lopez, a tackle for a loss. That will make it second and 14 for the Sirens. 6:37 in the first quarter. Number 36 comes in for the Sirens. Let me see if I can give you a name on that. Noah is in now, or Noah. And center number 61 is up at the line of scrimmage, Nicole Barber. Amazon's lined up in a, I think they're in a 5-3 now, maybe a 4-3. Ball carrier over to the left side, tackled by a whole host of Amazons. I think the first in was Lori Moore. Dina Gundry was there. Ashley Moody. Amber Moffat-White, maybe. Number 50 was in on that. Number 50 is Jennifer White. Number 22 is the ball carrier, right? Ball carried by Ashley Sharp, brought down by a few Amazons. Gundry was in there. Lori Moore in there. Okay, so you didn't hear that, fans. You've got to stop the horn in the stands. The officials are asking for an immediate stop of the horn. Had a little problem with the horn in the stands. Shockley's got a carry. We've got a flag on the play, and it looks like the Sirens have made some forward progress here. Shockley on the carry. Bit of forward progress. We do have a flag on the play. We'll wait and see what that is in regard to. 5:37 in the first quarter. And it looks like something against the Sirens. We'll be backing that up a bit. Third and 11. No, that looks like third and 16 to me. Okay, a few players shuffled in for the Sirens. Didn't catch that. Amazons are waiting in a 4-3 defensive stance. And the huddle is up. Powers is waiting for the snap. Quan's in the back, single back. Fake handoff, and it goes to Shockley, but it is an incomplete pass. Now, it was a pass behind the line of scrimmage, but still forward, so it's incomplete. And it is 4th and 16. Incomplete pass, being 4th and 16 for the Sirens.
Okay.
We're either looking at a punt or a field goal attempt. It looks like it is a punt formation. Back to collect is Amber Moffat-White. Quan's in the center of the field to defend the kicker, and we're waiting for the long snap. The snap is good, and the punt is up. Oh! Amber Moffat-White is hit and hit hard. There's a flag on the play, and we have got an Amazon down near the line of scrimmage. 56 for the Los Angeles Amazons is down. That's Zyra Jova. And it looks like they might be looking at her knee, and she is not happy about any movement of that knee. So it looks like we're going to have to give her a reprieve here. And I believe that we are going to have first and 10 for the Amazons at about the 10-yard line.
Is it Amazon roll or did they get it back? I don't know. I believe the Amazons.
They are waving the flag, and I think the Amazons have the ball at the 10-yard line. Maybe just inside of that might be the 8. This field has a few markings on it. It's nice artificial turf here, downtown Los Angeles. And the players are down on a knee.
How do you say your name?
Zyra
Jovell. Zyra Jovell, sitting up in the middle of the field. Number 56 for the Amazon. See if I can get a little music on.
Give it up for Zyra, folks.
Why all of the things I never had.
I hope they don't.
Okay. I'm playing a little music. Evidently not the clean version. Oh, well. Teams are lined up on the line of scrimmage. Glenn has the ball, and she hands off quickly to Lori Moore, and she is swarmed. Glenn hands off to Lori Moore, swarmed by a whole bunch of sirens. Maybe a gain of 2. Maybe 1. Second and 9, we'll call it.
There's nothing wrong with this radio.
Fans in the stands this evening for the Amazons. Starting to fill up a little bit now. Maybe a couple 300. All right, teams are lined up at the line of scrimmage. Glenn at the helm, and I believe the sirens are lined up in a 4-3, 4-2. Maybe a, yeah, got a little movement down there. And we've got a couple backs. Handoff goes to one of them, and Nina Gedry breaks free and is just speeding up the right side of the field. Sirens are in pursuit. Carry by Dina Gedry. Significant gain on the play. Finally brought down at the siren 10-yard line. 4:15, first and 10 at the 10 for your Los Angeles Amazons. Sorry, siren fans, I did not see the tackle. Well, I saw the tackle, but I didn't see the number of the player who made the tackle. The Amazons have quite a few running threats in their arsenal. Got Gedry, Moody, Moore. All right, Glenn's at the line of scrimmage, and we got two backs lined up side by side. Amber Moffat White is on the right, and Moore takes the ball, and it looks like Gedry is blocking. Moore is knocked out of bounds by number 56, and that is Michelle Machado. Ball carried by Lori Moore, knocked out of bounds by number 56 for the Sirens. That would be Michelle Machado. Gain of about 3 on the carry. Second and 7. And we have about 3:20 left in this first quarter. Amazons are in a huddle now. Break the huddle and waiting for the snap to Glenn. And we've got 4 players on the right side of the field out for trips for the Amazons. And sirens are acting like that's no problem. The ball goes to Gedry. Gedry tosses the ball to Lori Moore, and she's got a whole host of blockers. And she scores a touchdown. Touchdown! Lori Moore with the touchdown. Not Lori Moore?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lori Moore. Okay. That was a nice little play. I don't know if they did that exactly how it was intended, but it looked all right to me. Kind of an exciting one right there. Extra point is good. Extra point is good. So with 2:57 left in the game, Amazon up 14-7. Extra point kick there by Shockley. Shockley will be probably doing the kickoff too. So we'll wait for the team to get hold of that. Okay. Amazon fans, we have two California IDs here, and if you live in Elk Grove and your name is Virginia, you may want to come up to the press box. It'll be a nominal fee. Just kidding. Okay, we have some lost IDs. Sorry, I had to break away. Okay, so Shockley's ready to kick, and in the backfield, probably Shockley, and I got to get that name in my head. Sharp. Ball bounces punt, and Sharp has it. She is coming up the right side of the field. Sharp with the carry there, and Camille Brocks with the tackle for the Amazon. 2:50, first and 10 for the Sirens at the 38-yard line. Let you know, fans, if you're getting a little chilly out there, they do have some warm drinks in the concession stand. Okay, snap is up. Powers hands off to Quan, I believe, and she is tackled fairly quickly by Stephanie Taylor. Stephanie Taylor with the tackle. Quan with the carry. Who's the other one? And Yarborough in on that tackle as well. Gain of about 4, second and 6. Maybe 7. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. No 2-minute break first quarter, just in the second and fourth. And Sharp, no, Power, sorry, takes the snap. Fake to the right, and it looks like Sharp has the ball, and she is tackled behind the line of scrimmage, so a loss of a couple. Sharp with the carry, loss of a couple, in on the tackle, number 66, Yarborough for the Amazons. So it looks to be about 3rd and 8. Amazons in their same line up. Oh no, they're in a 4-3 now. All right. Powers takes the snap, and she looks to be throwing to Sharp. Oh! Okay, so Sharp collects it around the 40-yard line, and Laisa Paxton defending. Ball went right over. Sharp with the reception. About a 20-yard advancement there. First and 10, but there is a flag on the play. And Sirens will be waving off the flag and the penalty. And the ball will be placed at the 41-yard line. First and 10 for the Sacramento Sirens. Not sure what happened with that. Paxton was facing Sharp, and the ball went right over her head and just couldn't have been a better ball dropping into Sharp's arms. And then she was tackled fairly quickly, so there wasn't a rush after the catch. But all right, Powers has the ball, did a little scrambling there. Stephanie Taylor was in pursuit. She's finally knocked out of bounds by Chandra Thompson. Powers forced out of bounds by Chandra Thompson. Gain of 9. 3rd and 1. So third and one. Less than a minute left here in this first quarter. So that was a pretty significant scramble there. Powers saved a sack and was able to make some significant yardage out of that. All right, so Quan's in the backfield alone. Got movement by Shockley. Shockley gets the ball, and she is basically in the arms of an Amazon player, rolls out, and then gets possibly a first down. And the Amazon player that nearly had her down was Jennifer White. She had a hold of her. Let's see. Yes, we've got a definite recovery of an ID there. So I'm sure nobody's more upset with Jennifer White than Jennifer White. But that happened. She had a hold of a jersey, and Shockley was somehow able to roll out of that. And it will be first and 10 on Amazon 29-yard line for the Sacramento Sirens.
Okay, we're going to switch in for the quarter. In the second quarter, it will be first and 10 for the Sirens, and our location will be the 29-yard line of the Amazon.
Amazons are taking a quick break here. Sirens are already on the field. Both teams taking a little water break.
Okay. So let me see if I got anything to share with you.
Check my text messages. We've got a Boston Militia score 27 points to the Pittsburgh Passion 0 points. And we've got the Atlanta Explosion 39, Miami Fury 0. Boy, we've got a lot of donuts tonight. Okay, Powers takes the snap and hands off to Shockley, and it looks like the Amazons are still on their water break, and Shockley is in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Shockley, for the Sirens. So, 14:50 in the first half, and we've got 14-13. I'm not real sure. Right up the middle, Shockley was able to get through, and I don't know. I don't think Amazons were ready for quite the quick start there. And the point after attempt is good. And kicker for the Sirens, number 21, Jennifer Bloom. Let's verify that. Yeah.
We have no
better time. Bloom with the extra point. Tie, ball game, 14:50, first half. Okay, so back to some scores for you people out there in the internet world. We've got the Wisconsin Warriors 19, the Erie Illusion 0. So we've got, gosh, a ton of blowouts. Kansas City with 55-0 over the Bulls. The Justice 40-0 over the Tiger Cats. The Militia 27-0 against Pittsburgh. That's amazing. Pittsburgh was pretty strong. Got a very strong organization. A lot of fans support that team there in Pittsburgh. The Explosion from Atlanta over the Fury. And then the Warriors, 19-0 over the Illusion. All right, so we're about back to this ball game, and Bloom has it on the ground again. Nothing in the air from the Sirens. They are on the ground every time, and it looks like Alexis Flynn collects that, but I'm not sure. It might be Ashley Moody. Yes. Oh, and she fumbles the ball, but it looks like it. Oh, I can't tell. Ashley Moody with that carry, and there was a fumble, and I am not sure who recovered it. Let's wait for the sign. It is Siren ball. So the Sirens will have a second go of it right here. First and 10 at the Amazon 36. this might be an opportunity for us to yell some defensive chants, just to thinking about it. Maybe. Defense. Work with me, people. All right, Powers hands off to number 22, and I think that's Sharp. I'm starting to get a few names in my brain now. Yeah, Sharp. Gain of about 4 yards. Sharp with about 4 yard gain there. Second and 6. Of course, all these spots are relative to my brain malfunctions. Amazon's ready. Siren's ready. Sharp takes the snap. Oh, no, not Sharp. Powers take the snap. Sharp's in motion, and the ball carried by Quan. And it looks like we've got a flag on the play, possibly a false start by number 6. False start for the Sirens. Was that
Quan that carried that?
Was right. Yeah, Quan with the carry. That's in the line of scrimmage. And then the penalty will be assessed. Okay, so it is Siren Ball, 2nd and 11 at the 37-yard line, I guess. So they assess the penalty from where it's spotted. Satterfield with the tackle, ball carrier Shockley. Gain of about a yard, 3rd and 10, 13:36 in the ball game. Lovely job on that. Keep it up. Oh, what do I? Guess I'm gonna have to play a little Eckert Tolle until they start doing some defensive chanting. It's amazing what you can find on an iPod. Flags everywhere on that one. So Sharp took the snap, and then the flag started flying. Looks like a motion issue. Yes, it is. So they'll back that up. Okay, Powers over the ball. Sorry, teams are lined up. Had a little distraction there trying to find some music. Hand off to Shockley, and Amazons are ready for this one. 69, second in on the tackle. Let me give you a name for 69. Let's see. Oh, maybe it's 59. Amy Satterfield. Yeah, Satterfield in on the tackle, as well as Stephanie Lopez. And they backed her up about another 5. So it's 4th and 16, maybe. So it looks like Bloom's going to be punting. Punting for the Sirens. Bloom. So long snap. Really good long snap tonight. That's not something to be taken for granted. Ball's in the air. Amber Moffitt White's in the area, and Sharp is going to recover that, and it'll be a touchback. Sharp down the ball for a touchback. First and 10 at the 24, the Amazon. Okay, so teams are fluttering in and out. And I am looking for a song to play. Defending champions of the league, the Kansas City Tribe. Not last week, but I think the week before, we were able to defeat Dallas. Many people consider Dallas to be the nemesis of the league. All right, and we've got the teams on the line of scrimmage now. Glenn waiting for the ball. little pressure from number 59 for the Sirens. Finally, the snap. And Lori Moore takes the ball. She's running to the left side. It looks like Gedry's maybe doing a little blocking for her, maybe Ashley Moody. And a gain of about 3 yards. Gain of 3 for Lori Moore on that carry. And we've got Ashley Moody coming in. And number 24, Amber Reed, going out. 2nd and 8. 12:08 in the game. It's starting to get a little dark here in L.A. Really is a pretty location. Lots of buildings, lights. Lovely, lovely spot for a beautiful football game. DC, one of those. And you didn't miss much. The Amazons got 5 yards, and then they lost 5 yards, so it's 3rd and 10. And they are still located at the 45, and it's 9:40 in the first half. Second quarter, technically, the first half is 9:40 away from ending. Amazons in a shotgun formation, and something happened. Flag on the play. Clean snap, but a flag on the play. Maybe a false start. They're backing it up. Looks to be a false start on the Amazons. Backing it up. 5. 2nd and 15 for the Amazons. Okay, so the down marker was inaccurate, and they're going to replay that down, and it is 2nd down. 9:38 left in the game. So I apologize for that break in coverage. I guess we could call it coverage. Both teams at the line of scrimmage. And Glenn ready for the snap. And she's in the shotgun. Standing beside her, it looks to be Dina Gedry. We've got double trips. 2 on the left two on the right. And instead, the ball is handed off and right up the middle, number 33, Camille Brock. Ball handed off to Camille Brock right up the middle for a gain of 5. All right, they changed the down marker back to 3, so I don't know what down it is. I think we're at 3rd down, 3rd and 5. 3rd and 5. Okay, so I guess they're not. They didn't change it back. They changed it forward after the play. And we've got pads flying here and there. I don't know what's going on. Somebody took off some kind of a knee brace, I believe. And we've got 8 minutes, 49 seconds, and a knee brace to go. Okay, two backs. Nope, single back to side, Glenn, and shotgun again. And we've got delay of game against the Amazons. Amazons are in a, I'm sorry, Sirens are lined up in a 4-3, I believe. Those of you who follow the Sirens closely can correct me on their normal formation, but it's been pretty much consistent in what looks like a 4-3 to me. All right, looks like the Amazon's going to stick with the same play. Glenn gets the snap. He hands off to Dina Guthrie, and Glenn makes... Okay, Dina Guthrie took the ball, and then she turns around, does a little flea flicker back to Glenn, and then blocks the snot out of a Siren player. It looked to be a clean block to me. It did not look to be in the back, and yet we are going to be... seeing a penalty assessed for that block. It didn't look like a flagrant block to me. I mean, it was clean. She was in the front, but I do have to say that these officials do a fairly good job. They are typically used to calling high school games. Not, some of them maybe call a little college, but the rules for the NFL are totally different. Most of the IWFL rules that we follow are NFL rules, so... several exceptions, but not that many. So, high school or college, that might have been a flagrant call, but looks clean to me. So, instead, we have Shockley in the back for a punt, and we have Shockley waiting at the 27-yard line to collect it and see if she can pick up some yardage. The snap is up. The kick is up. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30-yard punt, and Shockley will take a knee. And the siren ball, first and 10 at the 31-yard line, 8:24 left in the game. So we had a fairly significant penalty that the Amazons encountered, and that forced them to punt at the end of that last play. All right, so... Palmer, is it? Palmer with the snap. Powers, sorry. And Quan is making a run down the left side of the field here. Quan with the carry, a gain of about 40 yards, I believe. Brought down over here on the side by Marie Peel, number 52. Clock's running with 8:12 left in the game. Sorry, we're talking about the halftime entertainment. Excuse me. Got a timeout on the field, so might want to take a little break here and get back to you in a few. Okay, sorry about that. We got Shockley with the carry, and we're into third down, and it looks like Shockley's a little shaken up after that play. Gained maybe 3 yards, and it looks like it's going to be third and 6, maybe. Okay, looks like she's up and fine. And there. Did they turn that over on downs? Did they turn it over on downs? They said Amazon ball. Or timeout. No, it's timeout. I'm sorry about that. We were having a little discussion about halftime. Sorry. Halftime entertainment needs a mic, and so we're working out the details. But back to the game, we have a timeout called by the Sirens. So on that last play, we had Shockley carry the ball towards the right side, and I don't know who hit her, but she was a little roughed up, but she's fine. Didn't delay the game at all, just a timeout. So that might have been a strategic timeout to give her a little recovery time, not sure, but she's standing in the huddle. No substitution for her. She's staying in the game. And it looks like we're just going to move right ahead. Timeout's over, and both teams are lined up. 6:56 left here in the first half of the game, and it looks to be 3rd and 7 from my vantage point. Powers is waiting for the snap, and Quan's in the background. I think Shockley's back. Nope. Ashley is over there. Ashley Sharp, and Gedry grabs her number and puts her in the backfield a few yards. So that might be a tackle for a loss. Definitely not a gain. Shockley with the carry. Dina Gedry with the tackle for a loss. 4th and 9. Okay. Powers tried to lateral it back to number 21. And a bobble on the play. And Bloom wasn't able to take it. And so we have quite a bit of a mess in the backfield there. And Amazon turned the ball over. I'm sorry. Sirens turned the ball over. Amazon ball. 1st and 10 at the 33-yard line. All right, box is over the ball. Glenn still in the quarterback position. We've got Lori Moore and Dina Gedry in the backfield. Sirens lined up in a 4-3. And fans are starting to get into this. This is a really good football game. My calling is not indicative of how exciting it is. Gedry with the carry, and she goes right up the field. Dina Gedry with the carry, gain of about 23 yards. Lori Moore with the carry, sorry about that. 20-plus yards on that, and we are in Siren territory. Fans, give it up. 1st and 10 at the 41-yard line. Amazon's in Siren territory. Okay, team's at the line of scrimmage, and something's going on. We got an official stop in the game, talking to the coach. I don't know what's going on. I think they're having a problem with the horn again. Okay, fans, we've got to have that horn. I don't know if you want to give it to the press box, if you want to keep it quiet, but we cannot have the horn playing anymore. No blowing the foghorn. We cannot have the horn. It's going to be a penalty is going to be assessed for the foghorn if we hear it again. So please do not blow the horn. Okay, officials are not happy with the fans blowing a horn here. Okay, so back to the ball game. Okay, Glenn's over the ball and waiting for the snap. We got a little movement from the sirens. Ooh, it looks like there was a little movement on the Amazons, but there's no call. And Ashley Moody with the breakaway run in the red zone. All right, so we're first and goal. First and goal for the Amazons. 5 minutes left here in the first half of the game. Give it up, fans. Glad to hear you. The ball is set on the 3-yard line, maybe the 4-yard line. It's a little difficult to get the angle here. But it is first and goal, approximately 4 yards, maybe 3. Team's at the line of scrimmage. Trying to look over a couple of banners here, but I'm pretty sure it's about the 4-yard line. Little movement in the siren. One of the linebackers bopping around. Ball goes to Dina Guidry, and she is, I think, touchdown. Dina Guidry with the carry and the touchdown. Score! Los Angeles Amazons, 20. Sacramento Sirens, 14. So Guidry didn't have too far to carry that. Made it across the plane, and it is a 2014 ball game with 4:37 left in the game. Teams are lined up, and I think Shockley's in there for the extra point attempt. Snap is good. And they touched the extra point. So the ball is dead. They can't carry that anywhere. A little disagreement between the players on that, but that's a dead ball. Point after is a dead ball. If there's a field goal kick, it's a live ball, just for a little clarification. And we will have Shockley kicking off for the Amazons. 4:37, 20-14. Los Angeles Amazons playing against the Sacramento Sirens in a very, very good football game. Okay, Sirens back out on the field. Shockley's in the middle of the field putting the ball on the stand for the kickoff. Back to the little quick huddle, and team is out. In the background here, a little bit of grumbling from the offensive coordinator. And the signal is made, and we have a kickoff. Ball's in the air. Goes over the first line, bounces by the second line, and Sharp picks it up. She's past the 50 and down at the 48-yard line. Sharp with the carry, brought down by Ashley Moody at the Amazon 48-yard line. First and 10 for the Sirens. Looks like an Amazon player is moving a little slowly. Ashley Moody, actually. Moody's a little, I think she's got her bell rung. She is, like, not even able to stand. She's, like, about ready to fall over. So we had a pretty tough hit there somewhere in the play. She's down on one knee, and they're over-attending her. So players are down on one knee. Ashley Moody being attended to. Players take a knee. Amazon Amazon merchandise can be purchased at the merchandise stand. We also have a number of concessions available. So make sure if you're hungry, halftime. All right. Moody's walking towards the stands in a much more sound fashion. Good to see. She definitely got her bell rung. You don't know how hard the hit is until you try to walk somewhere. And then it hits you how hard the hit was. Okay. So, at the line of scrimmage, Powers waiting for the snap. Irons have the ball at about the 39-yard line. First and 10. So they assess the penalty on that. Dropped them back a ways. That's a pretty big penalty.
See what the penalty was?
Must have been a holding call, probably. All right, Powers with the behind that quarterback. And fake the swan, and they're going to throw it in the air. A little pressure from number 66, and it broke up the play. And now we've got a ton of Amazons bringing down Powers. So number 66, Yarbrough, for the Amazons really busted up that play. Powers was looking to light it up a little bit, put a little distance on the ball, and that just didn't happen. Good pressure by Yarbrough there for the Amazons. Pressure in the backfield by Yarbrough to break up the aerial attack of the Sirens. All right, ball is handed off to Sharp. And Sharp is tackled by Guedry. Ball carrier, Sharp, tackled by Hina Guedry. Close to a first down. Nope, they're moving the chains. First down for the Sirens. So the Sirens pick up another first down on Sharp's run there. Good to hear you, fans. Keep it up. Okay, ball handed off to Quan. And Quan barrels up the left side of the field for a significant gain, maybe 8 yards. Carried by Quan, gain of about 6, maybe 7 yards. Second and 3. In on the tackle, Chandra Thompson for the Amazons. And maybe Satterfield with an assist. Okay. Officials have stopped the game again. In on the tackle of Quan there was Amy Satterfield, middle linebacker, and Chandra Thompson for the Amazons. And we've got a 2-minute warning. 2 minutes left here in the game. Okay, so we're getting close to the end of the first half here. I think I might need to make a couple of announcements. Okay, back on the field. Powers runs in from the sideline, so they did a little chat over there on the Siren side. And we'll see if they've got some kind of a play hidden in their shoulder pads. Teams are lined up at the line of scrimmage. Amazon's in a 4-4, and Powers hands off to, I think, Sharp. Let me see. No, that's Shockley. Powers hands off to Shockley. Gain and a first down. First and 10 at the 36-yard line. Maybe just pass it a shade. Timeout called by the Sirens. Give you a little background information about the quarterback for tonight's game on your Amazon team. This is Alexis Glenn. This is a 2010 captain. Her hometown is Los Angeles, California. She is a social worker. Her goals for the 2010 season are to motivate the team to a championship, particularly when the pressure is on, to lead by example, to be dedicated and committed to the team. Give it up for Alexis Glenn, one of the team captains and the quarterback. Give it up. Give it up. All right, we're not giving it up here. 149. Yeah, nothing, huh? Nothing. I don't even care about the quarterback. All right. Maybe she needs to drop a couple of five spots out there. All right. So Sirens huddle to break their huddle. Powers over the ball and a couple of players in movement. And Quan gets the handoff. Sharp behind her, not blocking. Quan doesn't really need a blocker. She's a tough cookie. She can knock down three people just looking at them and then carry the ball. Formerly one of the San Diego players. Transplanted to Sirens, and they're pretty happy about it. Strong, strong player. This time the ball goes to Shark, and in on this tackle, as well as the last tackle, Donna Gordon, number 32. Maybe Satterfield in on that. And Stephanie Powers, I believe. No, Stephanie Taylor, my bad. And third down, 5. No yards on that last carry, but we've got Sharp with the ball again. Quan taking the lead blocking and still not a lot of movement, maybe a gain of 2. Sharp with the carry, brought down by Stephanie Taylor, gain of about 2, 4th and 2.5, 3.
Timeout by the Amazon.
Somebody called the timeout. You guys want me to play a song?
There you go.
What's going on in the fans tonight? They're sleeping. Maybe they were out late on the Friday night party. All right. Let me see if I've got any text messages for any score updates. I don't know if those were final or not. And the last play of the game is Powers throwing the ball down. We did have some kind of a play, a fake to Kwan, and then Shockley tried to carry it on the left side and was stopped by the Amazons. Number 33 in on that, I think, Camille Brock. So we do have about 3 seconds left, and it should be Amazon ball, I believe. Oh, no, we might be looking at Bloom. Yeah, Bloom's going to try for a field goal here. Now, this is a regular field goal. This could be a live ball if it's pretty short. It looks like it's going to be short. And we've got Christina Rodriguez collects it, and she is running up the right side of the field, and she is brought down by number 45 for the Sirens, and that is going to be Christy Millionaire. So that ends the first half of the game. Sorry about all the interruptions, and we're going to take a break for a few. I might have a few statistics to give you, but we'll be back in about 5-10 minutes. All right. This is the IWFL game between the Los Angeles Amazons hosting the Sacramento Sirens.
Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the league a question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos, or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com. Hey, IWFL fans, ever wanted to ask the league a question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
Okay, we've got about 10 seconds until we've got a ball game going on here. Are we back live? All right, this is the second half of the IWFL Sports League, Women's Football League for the Los Angeles Amazons playing against the Sacramento Sirens. We are in Los Angeles. It's the second half of the game. Welcome to Women's Football Talk Internet Broadcast. This is Deb Gens. I am in the stadium announcing the game and trying to do a fairly marginal to poor job of letting you know what's happening. Fans, give it up for your Amazons! Although it doesn't sound like it, there are quite a few people here this evening. And a fairly beautiful weather for a football game. Amazons will be kicking off. As fate would have it, Shockley is the kicker for the Amazons. And one of the Siren players back to receive the ball is Shockley. I believe Sharp is probably on the other side. Shockley gives a signal, and she is kicking the ball. 40 yards, Sharp collects it and is running up the right side of the field. Passed a few. Oh, she bobbles the ball. It's behind her back. Now she's got it in the front, and she has carried the ball to the 47-yard line. Sharp retrieves the carry to the 47-yard line. Sirens will have the ball. First and 10. 14:49 in the third quarter. Welcome to the second half. All right, so the clock is running. Amazon's lined up in a 4-3, I think. 4-4. And back at safety, Rodriguez is in there. She was not involved in too much of the game in the first half. She didn't have a run at the end. All right, Powers takes the snap, hands off to Quan. Quan advances the ball about 5-6 yards. Quan with the carry. Second and about 5. I think a 5-yard gain there on that play. Aftershock fans, I would like to take this opportunity to remind you there is no smoking. Hand off to Shockley from Powers. Sorry, I had a PA announcement there. Shockley with the carry in on the tackle. Amy Satterfield. Satterfield in on the tackle there. Shockley with the carry. Gain of about 4 yards. Third and one at the 46-yard line. Sirens in Amazon territory. Sharp in motion. Ball goes to Quan. Quan's right up the middle, around the outside. Not quite able to turn the corner, brought down by Christina Rodriguez. Quan with the carry. Enough for a first down. Christina Rodriguez with the tackle. Okay, clock's moving. First and 10 at the 35-yard line. Powers over the ball. Amazon filling a 4-4. Okay, Powers takes the snap. She hands off quickly to Sharp. Sharp is around the left side with a significant gain, enough for a first down. And I believe Rodriguez again with that tackle. No, 59, Amy Satterfield. So Satterfield with the tackle. Sharp with the carry on that, enough for the first down. Amy Satterfield with the tackle. First and 10. And we are at the 19-yard line, I believe. Sharp goes in motion. Powers takes the snap. And I think Shockley had the ball. A whole bunch of Amazons in on that. Yeah, Shockley with the carry, enough for about maybe 4 yards. Shockley with the carry. A number of Amazons in on the tackle. Gain of about 4, so second and 6. Ball spotted at about the 15-16-yard line. All right, center break huddle over the ball. Powers now behind center. Shockley in motion. Ball goes to Quan, and she runs up the middle again and is still fighting, and enough for definitely a first down. Quan with the carry. Gudry in on the tackle. Possibly Lori Moore. Enough for inside the red zone, inside the 5. Ball spotted at the 4. All right, Gudry and Lori Moore both in on that tackle, finally bringing Quan down. Quan takes the ball again, and she is just barreling through and in for the touchdown. Quan gets another siren touchdown, 11:40 here in the third quarter. And it is a tie ball game. Sirens have a chance for the point after, and their first chance to take the lead in the ball game. Let's see if Bloom can come through. Come on, fans. All right, ball's up, and it looks to be good to me. Jennifer Bloom kicks the ball through the uprights, and the Sirens have the lead for the first time in the game with 11:40 left in the third quarter. Sirens 21, your Los Angeles Amazons 20. So Bloom will be kicking off, back to receive the ball for the Amazons. Lined up in the backfield, Amber Moffitt-White and Ashley Moody. Midline is, let's see, number 24. Number 24. Haven't heard that. Amber Reed in there with Lori Moore. And then up just a little bit more, Dina Gedry. And I believe that's number 17. And I don't. No, that can't be. Can't get the number on that one. All right, so Bloom gives the signal, and she is coming towards the ball. The ball is up. And again, a little bouncing thing up the middle. Two or three Amazons let it go, and Ashley Moody collects it, and she is quickly brought down by number 36, Lenani Noe. Ashley Moody collects the kickoff, and Lenani Noe with the tackle for the Sirens. The ball is spotted at about the 32-yard line, first and 10 for the Lady Amazons. 11:20-something left here in the third quarter. Okay, trying to find the song. Got a little distracted there. Ashley Glenn behind center. Power eye in the back, two backs there. Little movement from the Siren side, trying to throw them off. Ball goes to the second back. That's Dina Gedry. She doesn't make a lot of progress. I believe that's going to be a tackle for a loss. Gedry with the carry. Number 20 for the Sirens with the tackle, and that's Amy Williams. Tackle for a loss. Second and 11 for the Amazon. Ashley Glenn checks in with Coach Duncan over there on the side. And she approaches her huddle now. Sirens already out of the huddle and waiting. Okay. Let's see. We've got the snap. And I don't even know. She's surrounded by Sirens. Whoever that, Dina Gedry. And that's another tackle for a loss. So the Sirens are totally, totally swarming the Amazons on their run plays right now. Gedry with the carry. Sirens swarm with the tackle. 9:46 in the third quarter. Glenn checks in with Coach Duncan yet again. Okay. Weta Baca, I believe, is up on the line of scrimmage. No, maybe that's Jennifer White. And we got side-by-side back waiting. Glenn behind center. Yells over to the right side. Strong side there on the right. She keeps the ball and is immediately brought down by the middle linebacker, number 56 for the Sirens. That is Michelle Machado. I have no idea what happened on that series. They tried to quarterback sneak, and it was really more like a quarterback sour. That did not go well. Machado was all over that play. Machado. Not sure. And into punt the ball is Shockley for the Amazons, and in the backfield for the Sirens, Shockley number 2, number 27. And she calls for a fair catch. Got a couple updates for you as far as the scores go. Final score for the Shockley, 22 against the Majestic, who scored 7. And again, that is a final score. Back for the live game here. 8-1-5 in the third quarter. Powers hands off to Kwan. And Kwan is just barreling through. Boy, she is just able to knock down player after player. Kwan with the carry, gain of about probably 8, maybe 9. Second and 1 or 2. 8-17 in the third quarter. Amazons could use a little help, fans. Let's hear ya. Okay, Powers hands off to Stokely. Sorry, Shockley. And she is brought down by Lori Moore on the right side of the field, but that is a pretty significant gain. Oh, you know what? They may have given – yeah, that's second down ready right now. So they gave them a first down on that last carry. So it is second and 2. So the Sirens are moving the ball at will, apparently, this part of the game. This has not been a good third quarter for the Amazons. Let's see. That one went to Sharp. Amazons handily stopped Sharp. Looks like number 89, a key contributor to that tackle. Nicole Estrada in on that tackle. Sharp with the carry. Third and 1. 7 left in the third quarter. All right, Kwan, single back in the backfield. This looks like the wing T here. And she has got the first down plus. She has moved it inside the 30 Amazon territory. Kwan with another carry for a first down inside the 30. First and 10 in the spot, the 28-yard line. Okay, correction, they're inside the 30 significantly. That's the 28. Looks like the Amazons have another quarterback warming up here. Number 9 is Tamar Hall. All right, carrier for that. Let's see. Powers hands off to Shockley and Amazon player that brought her down, number 48. That is Miko Inouye. And that was a gain of about 5 yards. Shockley, 5 yard gain. Inouye with the tackle. So it's second and 6, probably.
Is that Estrada?
No, number 56.
Yarbrough brings down Sharp fairly quickly. Tackle for a loss. Who's hurt? Looks like Yarbrough roughed up a little bit on that play. Sharp was moving pretty quick, but she stopped her. And it is 3rd and 9 for the Sirens. Shockley's in motion, and it looks like the option play to the right. The ball goes to Shockley, and Amazons were ready for that play. Ooh. Boy, there was a nasty little tackle at the end of that one.
Was that Lori Moore?
Marie Hill. Marie Pill. Marie Pill with the tackle. All right, Shockley with the carry, Marie Pill with the tackle. And they're going to say that forward motion was stopped at about the line of scrimmage. So it's got a little craziness going on the sideline. Sorry, a little distraction there. A couple unhappy players on the Amazon side. Not sure what the encounter is that they're upset about, but it is 4th and 9. And the ball is spotted at about the 23-yard line. Not sure at all. They're asking for a change of the clock right now. It reads 4:41, and they are requesting a change to 5:07. You might hear the fans shouting a little bit. Something's going on. Quite a bit of disdain coming from Yarborough in regard to the last play. I'm not sure what's going on, but something happened. I don't know if there's a little bit of pain or what that reaction is. But Powers has the ball. She hands off to Quan, and Quan has just barreled through, and it looks like she may have enough for the first down. So Amazons do not seem like they are able to stop the Sirens' run right now. They are down by a point, and it's up to the defense to stop this right here, because if they get in too deep, it's not a pretty situation. Quan with the carry and enough for a first down. Ball spotted at about the 16-yard line. All right. Both teams at the line of scrimmage. 4-4 for the Amazons, I believe. Powers hands off. I can't tell if it's Shockley or Sharp, one of them. I think it's Sharp up there. Yeah. Sharp carries the ball. She is brought down right about the 20-yard line, so it'll be... No, that's the 10. I'm so sorry. The 10-yard line. So that was a gain of about 6, and so it's 2nd and 4. Sharp with the carry. 2nd and 4. And it looks like we have a timeout on the field. So the Sirens have called timeout. Timeout called by the Sirens. Get a little music going here in the stands. Okay, so we are 4:10. That's the 4:10 mark of the third quarter here, 20-21, and the Sirens took the lead on a point after and are in a position to score again. So we'll see what happens. All right, Powers hands off to Shockley, and she is grabbed quickly in the backfield by number 25 for the Amazons, Stephanie Lopez. Shockley with the carry, brought down by Stephanie Lopez. Looks to be 3rd and still 2. Ball at the 9. All right, so we got 3:42. And the Sirens are in very, very good position to score before the close of this third quarter. Quan just took a handoff, and I believe she gained enough for the first down. I am unable to see, though, because the pile is... We're moving it. Yep, it's going to be 1st and goal. Quan with the first down, 1st and goal for the Sirens at about the 5-yard line. So it is 1st and goal, and the ball is spotted about the 5-yard line.
There you go.
All right, so we've got the goal line defense in the red zone. Let's see what happens. The ball goes to Quan. And Satterfield with the tackle. Quan with the carry, Satterfield with the tackle, and it looks like an Amazon is a little slow getting up here. We'll update you on who it is.
Who was it?
Number 47, Vinaya
Sumter.
Vinaya Sumter
taking a breather.
Understandable, as Quan ran over the top of her. Players take a knee. You If I could get a little music on here. All right, so about the only action on the field at this point is Rodriguez moving in. Possible substitution. Benea Sumter is one of the Amazons' captains. She's one of their running backs, I believe. Yep. She's a native of Oakland, California. She's a district sales manager, getting a little info off the captain spread here. And again, oh no, that wasn't Benea Sumter. Yeah, it is. Benea Sumter, a little slow to get up.
All right, welcome Benea back over to the sideline. Glad to see her up.
Okay, so she makes it over the sideline unassisted. Probably got the wind knocked out of her. Quan is a force to be reckoned with. I wouldn't want her running over the top of me. All right, so we're resuming play here. Satterfield directing some players where to move, and the ball goes to Quan. No, it did not go to Quan. Quan was a lead block. The ball actually went to Shockley, and I'm not sure what they called, but it looks like they're going to give him the touchdown. I'm not sure. It looked to me like they backed Shockley up to the 5-yard line. And I don't know but what the referees thought that that Quan had the ball. We've got a little bit of anger from the Amazon sideline. I don't know what they're going to call it. They're asking for a change on the clock, but I don't know what that. I don't have any clarification for you, but we do have a really, really angry Amazon coach. He is literally shocked. He was brought back to the 4 or 5 yard line and knocked down, but I think they gave him the touchdown, but I'm not sure. No, they're going to say forward motion stopped right short of the line. Let's see if it's inches. And okay, so now we've had players run off. Now we're having players run back on. Quan is back in, so I'm assuming that that where the ball is spotted is not for a point after, but rather they're going to replay, say that the tackle was made and that touchdown is not going to stand. That might have been a good thing as far as the Amazons go, because this is as loud as their fans have been. They have not changed the scoreboard, so I guess they're calling it the touchdown off. The official has walked over to the Amazon sideline as well as the Siren sideline, and they're explaining what they've decided to each coach. Coach Duncan is trying to calm down the person who was really angry. Quite a display of fury there. But he's back in control. So we have the Amazons trying to make a goal line stand here with inches to go. My guess is they'll give the ball to Quan. Didn't go well with Shockley, so they'll probably just give it to Quan. She's usually money on these inch drives. Pure conjecture on my part. Those of you who haven't heard the score, we are standing with the Amazons behind by 1. It's 20-21. Amazons are behind. Sirens pulled ahead in the third quarter here. Amazons have been ahead the whole game. Every single time they've scored, the Sirens were able to answer, though. And because of a real heads-up play by the Sirens, able to touch the extra point attempt on the last field goal, or the point after for the Amazons, we've got the Sirens in command of their own destiny, having made their extra point and ahead by 1. All right, now we've got the officials coming over again to clarify for Coach Duncan. and I have no idea. We still have an unchanged scoreboard. Nobody's notified the press box up here to change things. So I don't think the touchdown is good, but something's going on. The scoreboard reads 229 here in the third quarter and is now moving. So back to the ball game. All right. 61 over the ball. Everybody on the line of scrimmage. Powers keeps it. And I believe touchdown sirens. Powers with a quarterback sneak and a siren touchdown. Sirens up by 7. 2 minutes, 7 seconds left in the third quarter of the ball game. Bloom for the point after attempt. All right, so Bloom's going to shoot for another extra point here. All right, the snap is high, and Bloom finds the ball at her rib cage. She picks it up and tries to run to the wide right side, and she is quickly brought down by, let's see, number 52 and number 10. Number 10 for the Amazons. I do not have number 50 is Jennifer White. All right. Bloom is able to handle the snap there, tries to run right, and is brought down fairly quickly by Jennifer White, number 50. So, 27 sirens, 20, your Los Angeles Amazons. All right, so we're going to look for Bloom to kick off here, and she doesn't seem to put the ball in the air. I guess the sirens are not looking for any hang time. Instead, they want the ball to just filter through, bouncing on the ground. So, Bloom's got the ball set, and she's going to take her steps back so she can make her approach. In the backfield for the Amazons to collect the ball, we've got Ashley Moody and probably Donna Gordon. I'm not sure, 33 maybe. Okay, this is a high one, right into the arms of Brock. So Camille Brock's in the back, and she collects it and is brought down at the 45. Camille Brock collects the kickoff, a flag on the play. So Brock runs it back 25 yards, I'll say. Waiting for clarification on the penalty here. We do have a flag. Camille Brock, it looks like it's going to be a penalty against the Sirens. Penalty called against the Sirens. Looks like it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. So that was a fairly significant penalty. First and 10 for the Amazons at the 40-yard line in Siren territory. So just as quickly as Sirens were able to put themselves in good position, they have now done a few things that I've given the Amazons a little bit more leverage as moving back into a good position in this football game. 1:56 in the third quarter. Glenn takes the snap and gives Gedry a little slip pass. The play was blown dead. And, oh, we have got some serious unsportsmanlike conduct going on. And evidently it has completely eluded the officials. And that's not good. We are in L.A., folks. We've got a lot going on here. You probably hear a little bit more roar going on from the crowd. I don't know if I... It looked like the fans were, first of all, a little upset that the play was blown dead. All right. So the play was blown dead, but about the time it was blown dead, Gidry worked herself free, so they first of all thought that that was an impedance to her run, but then there was some flagrant actions by the sirens. I don't know if it was preceded by something from the Amazons, but not looking good. And now we've got 2nd and 15. They must have. All right, Dina broke free this time and gained about 2 yards. Gundry with the carry, gain of 2, 3rd and 8. All right, Gundry's a little slow getting up here. I'm not sure what's going on with that. That's not going to be anything good. The offensive coordinator is making his way down to the field. And that's not good. We don't like to see people down on the field, and it's happened a few times tonight. Dina's taking her gloves off. I don't know if she's it looks like maybe she's got some kind of a cramp or something. So I think Dina's probably got a cramp. It doesn't look like it's anything serious, but then, I don't know, the trainer's still got her down on the ground. Players have taken a knee. Let me make an announcement here. Got a little bit of a delay in game. We've got an injury. Players are down. Gidry's a little slow getting up, so we want to give her a little encouragement. 36 seconds left in the third quarter. All right, so I don't see anybody messing with the knee. Nothing on the ankle area, and it's definitely a leg issue. So I'm thinking we're looking at possibly a cramp. I hope so. Duncan is having a word with one of the officials. He's talking to the white cap out there. White cap is usually worn or is worn by the head official. I imagine he's passing along the information about a fairly flagrant action. Almost looked like a swing by one of the sirens after the play was blown dead. So Gidry's a little slow getting up, and she's on the sideline now, so that's good news. Give it up for Gidry over on the sideline. Not sure what the injury is. The trainer seems to be assessing it. All right, fans, come on, let's hear you. Do you want to get a couple points on the board? All right. Glenn takes the ball looking to throw. She's got Ashley Moody in her sight. Ball is thrown maybe a little short. Three players jump up for it. Moody won, and then a couple of sirens. Pass intended for Ashley Moody. Look to be sharp in on defense there for the sirens, as well as Amy Williams, keeping the ball from getting into Moody's hands. And it's 4th and 8. And so I believe we're going to see Shockley for the Amazons punting. Shockley in to punt the ball. All right, so we've got Shockley kicking to Shockley. It's been happening a lot lately. We've got 8 seconds left. 8 seconds left here in the third quarter. I got a score for you while we're waiting for the kick here. The Quake in a close one against the San Diego Scorpions. Quake pull out the victory 42-40. And that is final. So we've got a score on the San Diego game. And it looks like they're going to back the Amazons up 5 yards. I don't know if it's a delay of game or what, but if they were trying to advance the ball on the ground, it would be 4 and 14. But as it is, they're going to punt the ball, which will almost certainly give them more yardage. Some people don't consider a punt to be a move to accrue yardage, but it actually is. 24 for the Amazons in there to down the ball. Number 24, Amber Reed. And so Amber Reed downs the ball at the 20-yard line. It will be first and 10 for the Sirens as we close out the third quarter. Not sure what the delay is now. Something, you've got officials talking, and I have no idea what's going on. We've got an official walking up the field with a ball. I have no idea what's going on. The white cap is signaling. There's an official talking to Coach Duncan. I don't know. He's walking the ball back now. Evidently, there was no penalty. It's first and 10 for the Sirens at the 20-yard line. But there is an official with a flag out, so I don't know if they waved it off, they declined. I don't know what's going on. You'd think that this was a Indian convention with as many powwows as these officials are having this evening. I don't know what's going on. Dina Gidry is still trying to walk off whatever happened to her. She's not up to speed yet. She's limping pretty. It's very visible. Very visible limp on the sideline. And I think they're going to... All right, so there's three flags down. No, two flags down. I don't know if they're going to redo the punt and assess the penalty. I have no idea what they're doing. What are they doing? Evidently, the officials are going to change into the field with 8 seconds left in the third quarter. I have no idea what's going on. Evidently, we just want to make up some new rules today. I guess they just eliminated those 8 seconds. I don't know if they decided that the time had run out, and I don't know what happened. So it's a somewhat of an anomaly that they would switch sides early, so evidently the officials have deemed that the time ran out. So it is Siren ball on the 20, and we are in the third quarter. So I don't know. Came and went that last 8 seconds. We don't know what happened to them. This is a very long quarter interval, let me tell you. Okay, so Powers is over the center. And the clock is live now. And handoff went to Quan, and we've got a ton of people. It looks like Lori Moore was finally able to bring her down. 25 is in there. Stephanie Lopez. Satterfield was in on that. So Quan's playing the part of the bus, and everybody's hopping a ride. She just gained about 7 yards. Quan with a 7-yard carry, brought down by a host of Amazons, including Satterfield and Lopez. All right, we've got the snap and a handoff, and the dance is up the middle, and I cannot see the ball carrier. Chandra Thompson in on the tackle, but I could not tell which one, if it was, I think it was Sharp or Shockley, but I couldn't tell which one. Sharp, I believe. Uncertain. I can't verify that for you. So 14 minutes left here in the game, and two backs, Quan being one, and we've got Shockley in motion. Snap, and the ball is given to Sharp, and I believe we have a tackle by 66.
Sharp with the carry. Tackle Yarbrough.
Wasn't that Yarbrough?
Yeah.
Yarbrough.
Yeah, Yarbrough with the tackle. So it's second, gain of 3, 2nd and 7. Let me see if I could get a little fan action going here. Center's over the ball. Okay, now we have a timeout called by the Sirens. Two undefeated teams meeting here tonight. So far, the Sirens have the lead, 27-20. Each of you could be the difference, fans. Let's hear ya. Timeout called by the Sirens. So it is 13 minutes, 4 seconds in the game, and the Sacramento Sirens are leading the Los Angeles Amazons by 20 points. In the Massey ratings, the Amazons are rated higher than the Sirens, and Sirens to advance to any kind of a hope for playoffs will need to actually defeat the L.A. Amazons. And so far, it looks like they have a really good possibility. All right, we've got the solo back Quan standing up. Shokley comes in motion. And Powers keeps the ball. It looked like she gave it to Quan, and no, she did not. And number 25 with the tackle. Is that 25? That was either Stephanie Lopez. Stephanie Lopez in with the tackle. Powers keeps the ball. Lopez, as in Stephanie, with the tackle. Gain of a couple. 3rd and 6. 12:31 in the game. All right, so Powers lined up. Quan in the back. We got the wing tee. Sharp in motion, and Powers launches it. And we're Moffitt White showing us why she was the defensive player of the year in the 09 season. Pass intended for Shockley, I believe. Broken up. 4th and 6. So it looks like the Amazons are going to hold the Sirens here as we've got Bloom in for the punt. Amber Moffitt White in the backfield around the 40-yard line to collect the ball. Punt is up, 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. Oh, no. We've 20 yards, and I tell you, there is a definite flag. And one of the worst things you can do in a football uniform is hit the punter when the ball is gone, and that is just what number 66, Yarbrough, just did. So now the Sirens have a rebirth. Slight error in judgment there, and the Sirens will have a first down, I believe. 1st and 10, right? Don't they give them a whole other set of downs? Yeah, so a little contact with the punter there. And
you know, did they re-kick it? They just get the ball, right? First down, right? The first down, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a first down, and the penalties are fast. No, they just gave him a penalty. That doesn't make any sense. Well, I don't know why the down marker is still saying that it's 4th down, but the Sirens called a timeout, and they haven't even changed. I don't know what the rule is, but the down marker is still reading 4th down, and they're still saying that they have a yard to go, and I don't believe that that's accurate.
I think it's an automatic first down when you when you hit the punter after the ball is gone, but maybe there's some kind of a rule clarification that I'm unaware of. As it looks right now, the Sirens are just going to get another chance to make their first down, and a penalty was assessed, so they've only got a yard to go to do that. So I'm not real sure. My understanding was that it was an automatic first down. Evidently, I was wrong. All right, so Amazons have just finished their little huddle chat, and I imagine they probably had to do a little damage control for Yarborough, because that's not a play that you want to be the one who commits. But let's see if that brings a little bit of enthusiasm from her game here. This might be an important series for her. So the ball goes to Shockley, and they definitely have the first down now if they didn't have it before. I guess the ruling was it'll stand. And so first down for the Sirens now. Shockley with a carry, first down. Ball is spotted at the 45-yard line. First and 10 for the Sirens, 12 minutes left in the game. All right, so the down marker reads first down. We've got 10 to go for the Sirens. Shockley with the ball, kind of dancing around at the line of scrimmage. And it looks like Chandra Thompson in on the tackle. No, 25. Number 25, Stephanie Lopez. Shockley with the carry, possible gain of one. Stephanie Lopez with the Amazon tackle. All right, so we've got a wide out on the right side of the field, so it looks like Powers might be launching this one. Nope, goes to Quan, and Quan nearly got another first down. Quan with the carry, gain of about nine. It'll be third and one. So if the Amazons do not find a way to stop Quan, they are in some serious danger of losing their season home opener. So Jenny Kwan is putting on quite a show here in Los Angeles. All right, Powers keeps it, and you've got the option, and she, in some fashion or other, gets the ball to Shockley, who is brought down. Over on this side, Ashley Moody, Lori Moore. All right, Shockley gets it on the option, and we've got Lori Moore, Ashley Moody, Satterfield, and Rodriguez over there. And it looks like Shockley picked up enough for the first down, first and 10. The ball is spotted on the Amazon 43-yard line. 10 minutes and counting. All right, wing T formation apparently, and Quan the single back. Shockley comes in motion, and oh my gosh, it is like the Amazons are just imploding. We got number 52 offside, Michelle Peel. No, Marie, is that Peel? Made a contact on the Amazon's part there. We have a flag on the field and a free five for the Sirens. All right, I have no idea what happened with the halftime break, but the Amazons are not playing up to their potential, where the Sirens are just having a lot of things go their way. All right. All right. Now, Sharp with the carry jumps over the top of an Amazon and somehow in the process fumbles the ball. Fumble recovered by the Amazon, Christina Rodriguez. Welcome back, Rodriguez. Sharp with that carry. First and 10 for the Amazons, and the ball is spotted at the 34-yard line. And we have another powwow.
by the officials, but I believe we're going to stick with this. They might have just been checking in to see what they're having for their post-game dinner. All right, so Amazons break their huddle. Glenn is back in the shotgun. Next to her looks like Lori Moore, and we've got some kind of a whistle. I do not know what we have. An official brings everybody together. Good grief. Chat after chat after chat. I don't know if we've got somebody. But the head official seems to be making his way over to Coach Duncan. I don't know if they heard the horn. There seems to be an occasional discrepancy between the field clock and the scoreboard clock, and so the officials were insistent upon the clock being set to 9:53, so that's going to decrease the clock by about 8 seconds. And we will continue on. First and 10 for the Sirens. No, correction, first and 10 for the Amazons. What am I saying? All right, so Glenn is waiting. She's in the shotgun formation. Lori Moore beside her. She runs by, and the ball is given to number 33, Camille Bronx, and she is pulled out of bounds by number 24, Ternice Brown-Warren. Ternice Brown-Warren for the tackle and ball carrier. Enough for the first down, Camille Brock. First and 10 at the 45-yard line for the Amazon. First down, Amazon. Okay, we've got Glenn right up on the center now, two backs behind her. Lori Moore, and I don't think Guidry's going back in. She seems maybe to have injured an ankle. Lori Moore with the handoff, and Lori has broken free and is finally brought down at about the 35 of the Sirens. Lori Moore with the carry and the first down. First and in, 35-yard line of the Sirens. All right, the clock is running, and I'd love to tell you who made that tackle, but I did not catch. I mean, no help from stats over there, so we do not know who the Siren was that finally brought Lori Moore down, but thanks to them, the score of the game is not tied because Lori was on her way. Well, 26. She was off to the races, but finally pulled down after about a 20-yard gain. 25-yard, perhaps. Lori with the ball again. She spins, and there are more Sirens around her than there are numbers on the field. So she goes down, tackle for a loss. Lori with the carry one more time. Lori Moore, tackle for a loss by a good portion of the Sirens there. 8 minutes left in the game. All right, Glenn makes her way back into the center. So Alexis Glenn has got some pressure on her for possibly the first time since she's taken this quarterback position. Late in the season last year, the Amazons, I believe, were running Christina Rodriguez a lot. And Rodriguez back tonight but has not played in the previous two games. So both of these teams undefeated, 7:30. Left in the fourth quarter, and this is a ball game. We are waiting for the snap, and I have no idea. It's like that was the almost unsynchronized swimming on the part of the Amazons there. I don't know what in the heck that was. Some kind of a little maneuver there, and we've got offside. We've got the Amazons called for –
5-yard penalty, and the officials are trying to spot the ball, and there seems to be a little discrepancy. These officials are not working very well together, not at all. But we've got second and, 17. I've got a score for you in a minute, but Glenn's got the snap. And we've got Ashley Moody, who's run all the way from the opposite side of the field to get the ball. And, Ashley Moody! And so Ashley Moody with the first down carry. And we are in the red zone, folks, inside the 10. All right, so that was a huge, huge play. Ashley Moody started out on the right side of the field, runs all the way back, gets the ball, and she covered a lot of ground and is inside the 10, first and goal, 6:50-something. That was a beautiful run, Ashley Moody. Okay, so Glenn right behind center, and Lori Moore, Ashley Moody behind her, Moody in front, Lori Moore behind her. And the ball goes to Lori Moore, and she is right on Ashley's tail, and it looks like she is close. Lori Moore inside the 5. I smell touchdown. Okay, so we've got a couple yards of a gain there, and Lori Moore puts it just ever so much more closely on the ground. We are probably about the 3-yard line, 6 minutes left in the game, and the clock starts ticking. Amazon's still in the huddle. All right, the center's out. Playing center tonight for the Amazons at this point is Jennifer White. And Ashley Moody, surveying the field, drops. And this is a tense moment for Amazon fans, as well as sirens. All right. Glenn hands the ball to Ashley Moody, and sirens are all over at this time. Moody with the carry. Sirens with the tackle. All right, so no forward movement there. Tackle for a loss. We're back at the 5. Third and 5. Third and goal. Just over 5 left in the game. And hearing more life from the fans on this side than you have for a while the siren fans are a little bit more quiet right now. Temperature's dropped a little bit. Perfect football weather. You couldn't get better than this. All right, teams on their perspective lines of scrimmage, and we are waiting for the snap. All right, it looks like Ashley is rolling out to throw. Oh, my goodness. Is it Strada? Is that who that is? No, Donna Gordon. Rolls with the quarterback, and Glenn drops it off. I swear, I don't know what Donna Gordon had on her fingers, but she pulled it in, and we have 26-7. Glenn connects with Donna Gordon, and we have our touchdown. 26, Amazons. 27, Sirens. Lining up for the extra point. All right, so now I'm going to wonder. Well, I am wondering. Yep, they've got Glenn in there, so they're going to go for the 2. Not even going to try the field goal. They're just going to go for the 2 to take the lead with 4 minutes. Amazons call a timeout. Looks like Glenn's staying in the game, so we're not going to see a point after. We're going to go for 2. Stay tuned. I got to try and find some tunes. Okay, so I'm going to be distracted here for a minute. Try to find
timeout called by the Amazon. Still talking. Not really sure. Who they'll go to. Do we think it's Lori? Do we think they're going to go back to Ashley? Are they going to throw it again? I do not know. They're going for two. Taking away the sure thing. Well, nearly sure thing. They did have one extra point block tonight. All right, so the three backs, Glenn over center. We got Moody, Moore, and Gordon. Is it Gordon? I don't know. They did not get it. They did not get it. All right, so the Sirens were able to stop the run. All right, Sirens were able to hold on. 26-27. Why would they do that? Why would they go up 2 points? Why would they go up 2 points? I got a feeling they're going to need you guys. This is when we count on the fans. All right, so Shockley's ready to kick. Sirens are just now coming to the field in the backfield to retrieve the kickoff, Sharp and Shockley. A little further up, we've got Noah. All right, the kick is up, not as high as usual, and number 20 with the ball, Amy Williams, and Amazons are all over her. Williams with the carry. Number 81, was it? 24? Not sure on the tackle. Williams with the carry, not sure on the deck. All right, so Satterfield's in the middle of the field wanting to get another lineman out there. And we have Jennifer White coming in for the D-line, as well as Tim Henry out there. A little short. 4-4, and Powers hands it off. It looks like it went to Shockley. And a gain of about three. Shockley with the carry. Gain of about three. A little bit of a limp there by Nicole Estrada. She got up out of the mess of things and maybe a contributor on the tackle, getting up a little bit with the limp there. Just over 3 minutes left here in the football game. Fans are louder than they've been on both sides. Powers over the center, Quan in the back. Sharp in motion, the ball goes to Quan, and she just drills into about three Amazons. And Satterfield with the tackle. Quan with the carry, probably enough for a first down. Amy Satterfield with the tackle. Middle linebacker Satterfield is doing a pretty good job on a couple of solo tackles down. She is no easy force to reckon with. So we're getting close to 2 minutes here, just under three, I should say. Powers is looking to the sidelines, trying to see what they want her to call. And you just got to imagine that there's a little nervousness in the defense here.
defense wins championships, but they got to start with this game. Let's see if they can pull Quan down. She gets the call, and she gets another first down. Quan again with the carry. Kim Henry in on the tackle for the Amazons. I'm not sure who else was in on that tackle, but Kim Henry was there. Just to give you a visual of this, you see Powers get the snap. You see Quan, and then you just see people fly. She is just strong beyond belief. Amazons again lined up, 4-3, 4-4. I think it's a corner, so it's probably a 4-3, and they stopped the clock, I don't know, 1:59, so it's got to be the two-minute warning. Two-minute warning. I don't know. That might give us a little bit of a... Okay, back to the ball game. Sorry about that. All right. Wing. Let's see. Quan with the carry here. Lori Moore chasing. And she picked up about 7-8 yards. Quan with another 7-yard carry. And I don't know who ended up being the Amazon that brought her down. She took a few. And you know what? She picked up 9 yards. It's second and one. And the defensive coordinator of the Amazons is just fit to be tied. He has called a timeout here, and he is talking to the girls. 1:45, and if they don't stop them here, they are going to have a lot of pressure put on the offense. A lot of pressure. At this point, it almost seems like that call to go for the extra two is going to be irrelevant because it looks like the Amazons are not going to be able to do anything to stop Quan. Jenny Quan is just running over everybody in her path. It takes at least 4, 5, 6, 7 hits before she even slows down. And it's got to be tough to be the coordinator watching this happen, but he just had a chat with them. Hopefully he told them to hit her a little lower. It's the only way you can bring down a player like Quan. You've got to hit her low. And they are trying a lot of hits, but a lot of them are just too high. You've got to hit her low. So she's in the back with Sockley. Sockley gets it, and they're stopping her. I mean, that's no problem. But I believe she did pick up enough for the first down. Yep, they're moving the chains. Sockley with the carry, and that is enough for a siren first down. Ball is spotted at about the 26, 27-yard line. 1:35 left in the ball game. So just a visual, the defensive coordinator, I'm assuming he's a defensive coordinator, is walking up the opposite end of the field from where the action's happening, and now he's coming back. So he is just at his wit's end. There's seemingly nothing that he can do to adjust to make up for it. All right, so Quan's in the backfield alone, so that means she's probably, yep, she took it and up the middle, and all right, they're hitting her high and low. Somebody's on top of her leg, and she still looked like she was trying to move forward. She must have some kind of a gum sticky something in her joints to keep her from being injured.
5-yard gain for Quan.
It just looks like, do we not have a timeout left? I think that the clock is going to run down here. If they take a knee, then the game is virtually over. Yep, Sirens take a knee, and it is final. 15 seconds are running off the clock, but the Amazons have just been defeated by the Sacramento Sirens. Score 26-27.
All right, folks, Amazons need a little love.
All right, so I'm going to sign off here. I've got to do a little bit of closing announcements. So, again, the final score, 26-27, Sacramento Sirens over the Los Angeles Amazons. Let's see what that does to the ratings.
IWFL fans, ever wanted to ask the league a question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, but best play here. Once again, it's iwflfootball.ning.com.